what not to buy, the stinky and the common. So in this segment, I'm going to talk to you about what to avoid and what not to buy. So yes, I said everything sells, but the following things are things that you should not even think about. They're just not worth your time. So for example, one thing you don't want to buy is things that sell cheaply everywhere. So I'm talking about common things that you can get pretty much everywhere for cheap. Things like, you know, I'm trying to think of, you know, it's hard to even think of some examples, but let's say you go to like a dollar store and you find something, you think, oh yeah, I'm going to go to the dollar store and buy these, you know, mops, these cleaning mops and try and sell them. Like, you know, the thing is mops are cheap anyway, and there's no use in trying to buy it and sell it, you know, for more. You can get it pretty much anywhere. It's not like someone's going to be like, oh my God, I'll pay you $1,500 for that mop, you know, unless it's like a freaking gold-plated mop or something. But basically, you know, keep in mind, rarity and price are what sells for profit. The second thing you want to avoid is, you know, smelly stuff. Now, you can wash clothing, but try getting the stink out of a car or a stuffed toy. I mean, that will freaking... the smell has moved in there permanently. There's no way you can get it out. So things where you just can't get the smell out, I would recommend you maybe stay away from, just because that will be a determining factor when you sell it. And it'll make a huge difference on your profits. You know, there's so many things available to you. Don't waste your time on things that will not serve you and give you the highest profit. Third thing is, things to avoid is popular films and music. For example, you're not going to make much money buying like a DVD or movie or a CD that is pretty much sold everywhere and can be bought anywhere. You know, I don't care if it's Walmart, Best Buy, any movie or video store. So popular films and music don't really sell well. And rule breakers on online sites. So you have to follow the rules online, otherwise you're out. And these include items that you must stay away from. So if you look at these online, if you go to Amazon, Craigslist, eBay, and Etsy, check out their posted rules, and they will basically tell you what you can't post. So for example, on Craigslist, you are not allowed to obviously post things like that would be illegal, like drugs, which is kind of ridiculous that I even have to say it, but you know, not everyone is aware. The other thing is, on Craigslist, I know for sure that you are not allowed to post guns for sale, you know, real firearms, even to a point where if you post like a BB gun or like a paintball or airsoft gun, you might get flagged because of it. So think about that when you are buying, think about your means of selling it. Just to give you an example, a couple months ago, I bought two airsoft BB guns. They were two pistols that I bought from a thrift store, you know, brand new, still in the package. And I posted it on eBay as well as Craigslist. But the thing is, something changed. Their rules changed. Now, years ago, it would be totally fine, but their rules changed, and I wasn't allowed to post it on eBay unless I got, I think it was like a seller's account or something like that. I needed something more. And I was not, when I posted on Craigslist, it constantly got flagged. So at this point, it's like, okay, I have these two BB guns that have a profit potential, but if I can't get it in front of customer eyeballs, how am I going to sell it? So at this point, it's just an extra, you know, added thing you have to deal with, or think about. And, like I said, I'm sure I can get it sold, but it's just I have to spend more time and energy putting it out there and, you know, finding a buyer for it. So, you know, really check these sites because they will give you basically a list. If you look at the rules for each site, Amazon, Craigslist, eBay, Etsy.com, they'll give you a list of things that you, that are basically prohibited, you know, prohibited items. And I'll add the links to each of these, for all four of them, so you can just skim through them. But basically, those are things that you would want to avoid buying. Things that, you know, you're not allowed to sell on these sites. And also, another thing I want to mention is remember and apply these saleability ground rules when you're considering buying something. Number one, if the time, money, and effort needed to travel, buy, process, store, and ship this item doesn't balance out in the profit earned, then just don't buy it. You know, it's just not worth it. Now, you should be tracking all your time. You know, track all your time and give your time a value. But think about it. If the time, money, effort needed to buy, process, store, and ship this item doesn't balance out at the end, or if it's not worth the profit earned, then forget about it. Don't buy it. Move on to something else. Something else will come up. Number two is if you can't afford it, just don't buy it. There's simply no reason to get into debt in this business since you can operate with no money. I mean, this is one of the few businesses where you can make money with zero money. I mean, you can get started for free. You know, go in the Craigslist section and the Craigslist free section, pick something up for free, post it up for sale. You just made money without any capital starting out. So, you know, if you can't afford it, just don't buy it. Maybe you'll have to experience that gut punch of guilt when you're figuring out how to pay it off just once in order to learn this rule. But all you need to do is build up to the expensive stuff. Don't rush into bankruptcy. So, I mean, if you truly, now look, I'm not going to be the one to tell you not to buy it if you can't afford it. I mean, I'm telling you, but I also want to tell you the other side of things. Once you get to a level where you're skilled enough to be able to pull this off, look, just between me and you, let's kind of get outside of the Flipping Ninja blueprint right now. Just between me and you, I'm going to say, look, if you're absolutely certain that this deal or this item is going to be worth it and, you know, it's going to pay off, like, you know, you're going to profit immensely from it, do it. And I'm going to tell you, even get into debt. I've got into debt. I mean, think about it. Look, in real estate, unless you're loaded with cash and money, you need the power, the leverage of debt in order to make deals, in order to buy a property and flip it, or in order to buy a rental property so that it can serve you and pay you back for the, you know, for the rest of your life. So debt is not a bad thing, contrary to popular belief. I don't believe, you know, when someone says, you know, debt is a bad thing, it's not true at all. I mean, debt is not a bad thing. Debt has a lot of power if you know how to use it properly. So what I'm going to tell you is if there's an item that is an absolute steal and you can't afford it, but you can buy it on credit and you know for sure that it's going to be completely worth it. I mean, it'd be stupid not to do it just because of some rule someone tells you of don't get into debt. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, that's not how you should operate. You know, we're in this business. We're not in some kind of, you know, we're in this business to thrive and become successful and do whatever it takes ethically. Why would you not make a smart business decision like that? You know, so yeah, I mean, in general though, I'm going to say if you can't afford it, stay away from it unless it's a deal where you're absolutely certain that you're going to profit off of quickly and you'll be able to pay that debt off and keep the remaining profit and pocket it.